The door's always been open with us. We had an arrangement. No drama. No strings. Just fun. And sex. We had this magic from the start. That first night you took me back to yours and made my body your toy. Made me come so many times I lost count. We stayed up all night. You really made your mark on me. You know that. And since then, it's been just so easy. A text was all it took. From any bar, any night. You were my surefire safe bet, baby. I could always depend on you to give me just what I need. You always gave to me so good. And I know I did it for you. I know your body like my own. And I know all the buttons to press. I didn't need to make you mine. We both enjoy our freedom. And we knew where to find each other. You came to me on those nights when you burned with frustration and hunger. I sought you out when I ached just to be fucked until I couldn't stand. But now, you're with her. The door is closed and locked. She won't share you. And you don't come looking for me anymore. Not a text, not a call. The grapevine says you're in love. I don't struggle for company, baby. I get mine. Don't you worry about that. But no matter who I fuck, how many times I try to come, I can't seem to get the relief you gave me. Nobody else knows where to kiss my neck. To make me shiver. Nobody else grabs my hair the same. And nobody has your body. Oh, that body. It's like I've got an itch. Nobody can scratch. I'm going fucking crazy. I just need you so bad. I need that cock. I think about it when I touch myself and it's just not enough. You're on my mind all day at work, and I can't think straight with this fucking heat between my legs. I've been drinking tonight, baby. And just like every time I find myself alone at the end of the night, my fingers start to scroll for your number. My body aches to be used the way you use it. I'm already wet with the anticipation of seeing you, touching you. And then I remember, you'll be with her tonight. I picture you, your eyes ablaze with want, your wet mouth searching over skin, your fingers wreaking sweet havoc everywhere they touch. And it should be me, baby. But it's not. And I can't stand it. I'm in my room right now, alone, thinking about thinking about how things used to be. And I'm fit to be tied. My hips are twitching. I'm touching myself. Even though I know it fixes absolutely fucking nothing. You don't even know what you've done to me. I don't know how to control this. It's all I can do to not pick up the phone and call you. What would happen if I did? I'm pretty sure you wouldn't pick up. Wouldn't risk what you have with her for me. But part of me doesn't believe you could quit me quite so easily. The way you wanted me. How crazy we used to get. If I can't switch it off, how can you? I don't know what to do to make this white, hot craving for you stop. All I know is that now that I can't have you. You're all I fucking want.